This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You are with Kelvin and Cam on the Evening Edition. Joining us in the studios is Sean Tanis for The Market Wrap. Today, we're looking at this story about losses incurred by businesses when computers or machines fail. Who do you sue when that happens?
Yeah, so this is news about Hong Kong tycoon Senator Lee Kin Kan. He's paving a landmark case on how to recover losses when supercomputers make mistakes or if they fail to deliver a desired result. So Lee basically decided to sue the salesman of this London-based company called Tyndarus Investments for persuading him to invest in this computerized AI-powered trading system called K1. And the salesman is Rafael Costa. He's a big name in the trading tech world. And he reportedly promised that K1 would comb through online sources such as real-time news and social media to gauge investor sentiment. It will then make predictions on the US stock futures and send instructions to a broker to execute trades. But unfortunately, the computer's decisions cost Lee more than $20 million in losses. So Lee is now suing the salesman. And according to Bloomberg, it's the first known instance of humans going to court over investment losses triggered by machines.
So this is a robot hedge fund that manages money entirely using artificial intelligence.
Right.
However, the argument we often hear is any judgment made by an AI system is based on self-learning. That's a complex and subjective area when it comes to lawsuits.
Right. I mean, this is a legal battle that I believe AI tech companies will follow closely because it can somewhat set precedents for future cases. And we know AI, it can be somewhat become, you know, part of most machines that we have in the future.
Yeah.
You know, we are looking at self-driving cars to personal assistants. And we also saw recently, criminal prosecutors in the U.S., they let Uber technologies off the hook for the death of a pedestrian who got killed by one of its autonomous cars. So when disasters happen from these inventions, it's open to interpretation on who should take the blame, right? And I'll tell you how gray is this area. In this case, for example, Lee's lawyers are arguing that Costa convinced Lee to buy the machine by overpromising what it can do. And lawyers are also saying that Costa hyped up the qualifications of the people who built the algorithm by claiming they were part of this. If you remember this chess playing computer designed by IBM Corp that beat the world champion back in 1997. So it's interesting, and I'm really curious how the trial will pan out. And apparently it's set for April next year.
Now, moving on to Bursa, shares of Econpile Holdings were sliding today despite some good news.
Econpile fell about 3% today. They were amongst the top active counters with over 28.6 million shares traded. And some reports have noted how Econpile will benefit from the ECRL and Banda Malaysia projects. And this added some positive momentum on existing new orders at 640 million ringgit in the current fiscal year. Econpile's outstanding order book is set at 950 million ringgit and the counter closed up 3.8% at 63.5 cents.
Sean, thank you very much for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.